And seem like every testimony that we're given is something God's doing or God's manifesting His glory to some people. Amen. And you know what I got out of every one of those testimonies? If you'd have quit short, stopped short, you'd have never got that. You know that? You'd have never got it if you'd have quit or backed up on God. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 21, reading at verse number 8. If you have it, say amen. And David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, there is none like that. Give it me. Father, we love you and thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for the Holy Ghost we feel here. Every testimony, God, for your touch that was upon the church. Amen, that you're moving and helping, stirring hearts and lives. I ask that you'd anoint us in this service tonight to preach. Anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and move in the altars, God. And I thank you for it, and I give you the glory for it. And we'll do everything in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Amen. I want you to look over at your neighbor and tell him, I want my fight back. I want my fight back. Is that all right? Can we do that here? Amen. I want my fight back. Praise God. I know in school we teach our children not to fight. Isn't that right? Amen. I know I teach my girls not to fight. When my oldest daughter was in school, amen, boys would pick on her. And she was the type of girl that had long fingernails. I mean, they just grew real long, real fast. And so, you know, her only mode of self-defense was to claw these young boys and make them leave her alone. And I've had to go to school more than once and deal with a principal who said, this boy looks like a cat has got a hold of him because your daughter has got on him because he's picking on her. And I said, listen, I'll teach them not to fight, but I'll tell them this. If there's no other way around it, and that boy won't leave her alone, she's got to do what she's got to do to get out of that situation. And I believe that sometimes as a child of God, amen, we're not supposed to fight, and we may have a passive, amen, sort of attitude about a lot of things, but when it comes to the devil starts pushing us around, amen, we got to make up our mind and stand our ground and say, amen, I'm ready to take up my sword and I'm going to fight, amen. We need to get our fight in our soul and say, I'm going to stand my ground and I'm going to fight, amen. Here we find David, amen, running from Saul. Amen. David was a great man. He'd rather take the low road. He'd rather turn the other cheek running from Saul. Now David is almost, he's on his way to Elimelech's house, to the house of the Lord. Amen. The young men that are with him are hungry. Amen. They have had nothing to eat. They've just been on the run. Amen. They finally get there and he asked Elimelech if he had any bread. Amen. Elimelech told him he did, but it was shoe bread, and he go on. But we get to where my scripture text is tonight. And David said unto Ahimelech, is there not here under thine hand spear nor sword? David had found himself in a place where he had no weapons or nothing to fight with. You ever felt like the devil's got you in a corner and you don't know how you're going to get out of it? You ever felt like the devil's got you in a place, amen, and he's about to overcome you and overtake you? Amen. And he got you pushed back in the corner and you just don't know what to do about it. Amen. That's where David was at here. Amen. But he comes to the house of God, and thank God the priest found, amen, the sword of Goliath, and he wrapped it in that ephod and he put it over there in the corner. Praise God. Amen. I want you to know tonight, friend, if you're in a place where you don't look like you're going to make it, you don't look like you're going to win. Amen. I want you to know in the house of God, amen, there are battles that have been won. There are weapons that have been been stored. There are testimonies that were told tonight, praise God, that are sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. That'll tell the devil and take him out at any moment. Praise God. Amen. David finally realizes, Elimelech says, amen, there's a sword here. It's the sword of Goliath. Amen. There's none like this. Amen. I want my fight back. Can you hear David as he hears Elimelech saying? I can see David as his mind goes back to that day in the valley of Elah. Amen. When he met that giant down there, and the giant was about to overtake the children of Israel. Amen. David got a hold of the sword. Amen. The sling and the stones. And he hit Goliath right in the head, knocked him down. Went over to where he was and took his own sword. Amen. And took his head off. I want somebody to know tonight. Amen. God's got a sword for you, friend. Amen. God's got a victory for you. Amen. You don't have to go around defeated. You don't have to go around downtrodden. You don't have to go around, amen, with your head down. You can have your fight back. Amen. As I was studying for this, amen, this morning, and in prayer, I felt like the Lord said that somebody needs a fresh vision of a forgotten victory. Somebody needs a fresh vision of a forgotten victory. You've forgotten what God has done for you in the past. That's what David was. He had forgotten how big God really was. He finds himself in a place of utter defeat. He finds himself in a place of utter disaster. Hungry, undone, lost without, amen, the throne. Lost without direction. Amen. First thing we see about this scripture text tonight is that David was malnourished. Amen. When you begin to be run over by the devil and pushed around, you become malnourished. David said, we need bread for the battle. Amen. Somebody tonight, my friend, you're malnourished from the run the devil's had you on. Amen. He said, so the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the shoe bread that was taken from before the Lord. Praise God. First thing you're going to need tonight is bread for the battle. You're going to have to get a fresh word from God. Amen. You remember how Jesus did when the disciples, the Bible says, were unhungered, and he went through the cornfield that day. Amen. And they begin to pluck those ears of corn off the stalks that day. And when they got to the end of the corn, the Pharisees were there to accuse them of breaking the law. Amen. But David, Jesus said, have you not read what David did? How that day they were hungered. Are you going to help me preach a while tonight? Amen. Anybody in the house of the Lord would say, I want my fight back. Amen. I'm tired of being defeated. I'm tired of being beat down. I'm tired of being bullied. I want my fight back. Amen. Amen. They got bread for the battle. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you what really stirred me about this. What really got me thinking about this message. Amen. Before we came here, we have relatives in New Orleans, and I have two nephews. And they were raised knowing alcohol and drugs. They were raised at the age of 5. They knew how to make a marijuana cigarette or a joint, if you want to call it that, what they call it on the street. They can pretty much tell you what pills are, what downers are and uppers are. They're only like 11 and 12 now, but they know more about drugs than most people do in pharmaceutical. Amen. Just to be straight and honest with you, they know what drugs cost. They've been raised around it. They've probably already smoked drugs. They probably, amen, have seen things with their little young eyes that, amen, nobody, I could even start to explain to you the kind of environment that they've been raised in. I could not even begin. It was just be utter, amen, a shame for me to try to tell you what these young boys have been raised in. Amen. But we've been praying for them. When they were just little boys, we'd bring them to the house of the Lord. We'd get a little ways down the road. Anybody believe in whipping children here? Okay, good. I'm in the majority, thank God. Amen, brother. They would jump over the seats and start tearing my Suburban up. I'd pull over and just wear them out. Praise God. I'd give them a few licks and they'd start crying. They'd say, "You don't lie." I said, every time I'd do it, I'd give them a hug and I'd say, "Amen, Uncle Chris loves you." Praise God. Amen. They'd look at me kind of cross-eyed like, you know, you don't hit people you love. Praise God. They'd get a little bit further down the road and they'd start fist fighting again, tearing my Suburban up. I'd pull over again, sister. I'd take my belt off and lick them again. Amen. They'd sit down. Finally, we got to church. I live 45 minutes from my church. Anybody relate to that? Amen. Thank God. 13 years. Hallelujah. Amen. Blue ribbon. Praise God. Amen. Finally, 45 minutes. I had pulled over 3 times. I had whipped them 3 times. Told them to be still. Finally, when we got to church, they're just sitting in the back of the Suburban. They're just whimpering like little puppies. I got them out of there. I give them both a big hug. I kissed them. I said, "Listen, the reason I correct you is because I love you. And I want you to do right. And I want you to do good. And I want you to be good boys. And I want you to fall in love with Jesus and understand that God loves you and God wants to help you." Amen. I brought them to the house of God, put them in the church, and God came by and touched them. Amen. I don't know. I don't think they ever got saved or anything, but I could see the Lord was doing something in their lives. Well, you know, the family found out that if I kept them, they weren't going to get the benefit package. You understand? Amen. They weren't going to get the Eagle check anymore. Somebody say amen now. Amen. And so they came and said, "We got to take them back because, amen, we're not, we need the benefits." Hey. Amen. So they took them back. But anyhow, years rolled on, a couple of years rocked on. Amen. So we got a phone call the other day. Amen. It was my wife's niece on the other line said, "Listen," said, "a lady came by and knocked on the door the other morning." So we answered the door. She said, "Listen, I see some toys out in the yard. I see y'all have children. Do you mind if they come to church?" They said, "No, absolutely not. Let them go to church. That's great. Load them up. Move them out." Amen. That's an hour free time we got. Get them in the bus. Loaded them up, sister. Brought them to the house of God. Little vacation Bible school. I don't know what kind of church. I think it was Baptist or Methodist, whatever. Anyhow, amen. Brought them over there. They started learning about Jesus. Amen. At the end of that week, Bible school. Amen. My wife got a phone call. Amen. Christian and Devin called her Tunty. Got her on the other line. Said, "Tunty, we got something to tell you." Amen. He said, "What is it, Christian?" He said, "I don't know how to say this, but we got saved this week." Praise God. Amen. Somebody shout amen now. Amen. What are you trying to say? What if I'd have quit? What if I'd have backed up on God? What if you'd have got out of church? Brother, I want you to know tonight, you got something worth fighting for. I said, we got something worth fighting for. Amen to God tonight. How many people are watching you? How many people are looking at you? How many people are banking on you? Amen, having the victory. How many people are depending on victory? Amen, tonight to have revival. How many souls all around here are waiting for you to have a revival so they can get saved? Amen. Amen. This is what really got me. This is what really got me. I got some better messages to preach, I promise. I promise I do. I promise I do. But I got to preach this. And so she called 2 days later, and his mother was really upset. And so said, "What happened?" She was so mad. You know, at home we say she was mad as a hornet. Y'all say that here? She was mad as a hornet. And she called and said, "You're not going to believe this." Said, "Those boys were out in the living room talking, and they curse. I'm telling you, they just curse. Almost every word's a curse word. And they just swear. And them boys just had all they could take. Just that little bit of Jesus they had inside of them. They kicked that door open and walked out in that living room and said, I wish y'all would quit talking like that, because we don't like it." Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. That's all they know is sin and wickedness and cursing and drunkenness and drugs. Amen. But just a little touch of Jesus make an 11-year-old boy kick the bedroom door open, walk out amongst a bunch
bunch of heathens and say, I wish you'd quit doing that. We don't like it. I would to God somebody in this house tonight, amen, would kick hell's door open and say, you're going to have to leave me alone. Amen. I don't like it. I want the victory. I'm going to have revival. I want my fight back. I'm going to have a breakthrough. I'm going to get what I need. Amen. From God. I'm going to have a move of God. Amen. Woo. You got to make up your mind. I don't like it. Anybody in this house tonight would be honest and say, I don't like the way I've been treated by the devil. Huh? Somebody said, you know who can do something about it? You can. Yeah. He said he'd give us power over some. No. Over all the power of the enemy. He said I could tread on scorpions, on serpents. Come on, help me preach a while right here. You got that snake wrapped around your leg, and he's about to put the death grip on you. You know what you ought to do tonight? You need to kick up your leg and say, I'm tired of it. I'm going to put my foot where it belongs, on the devil's head. I'm going to have the victory. I want my fight back. You ought to tell the devil tonight, I'm going to get my fight back. Amen. Amen. Back home, we got a saying. It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but it's the size of the fight in the dog. I'm telling somebody tonight, you don't think you can make it. You don't think you can have revival. The devil got his thumb on top of you. But you need to look the devil square in the eyes and say, greater is he, amen, that is in us, amen, than he that is in the world. We're going to have a move of God. We're going to have a breakthrough. I need God, amen, to give me my fight back. Amen. Hey, lift your hands and give God some glory. Woo. Hey. Woo. I feel faith building in your heart. Somebody said, I don't know if I can beat him. Let me tell you, your weapons are superior. Our weapons are superior over the weapons of the enemy. I was in Desert Storm in 1991. I was in the Army. We were engineers. They called us to recon some equipment in the desert. We got out there. Oh, man, everybody's so scared of Saddam. Ooh, he makes me shiver. Brother, we got out there in that minefield and those tank batteries. You know what he had? Some old Russian wore out tanks that nobody else wanted. They couldn't have shot an M1 if it was 100 feet in front of them. All he had was a bunch of junk. He painted brown and tried to scare us away. That's how the devil is, friend. I want to tell somebody tonight, greater is he. Hallelujah. I know he looks big. I know it looks like you're not going to make it. But I would you look to heaven tonight and say, my God is a great God. My God is a mighty God. My God is bigger. My God is greater. My God is all things. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Some of those he had put out there, they didn't even have engines in them. They just guinea pigs. Woo! That's what the devil's doing to some of y'all. Those big old monsters you've been seeing in your mind. That mental warfare you've been battling. If you could walk around that devil, you'd see he's hollow. There's nothing in him. Wow! I feel like preaching now. Hey!
More so now than ever in the Holiness Church, we're dealing with a problem called anxiety attacks. I don't have any problem with anxiety. That means anxiousness. But the word I have a problem with is the attack. That lets me know that there's a force other than God that is attacking God's people and making God's people anxious for nothing. And instead of focusing on what God's going to do, we're focusing on what the devil's doing. I like to tell you an old saying I learned when I got saved. You need to quit telling God how big your devil is. And you need to start telling the devil how big your God is. Somebody shout amen now. You need to start telling the devil, I'm more than a conqueror. You're not going to beat me down anymore. I'm going to win. I'm not a loser. I'm not going down. I'm going to make it to heaven. I'm going to get my fight back. I'm going to win. Hallelujah. Woo. Give God some glory in the house of the Lord. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. I want everybody in this house tonight to say that loud as you can. They are mighty. They are mighty. They are mighty. Through God, hallelujah. Amen, we are supreme. Let me tell you something. One dear gray-headed sister, saint of God, mother of Israel, can pray a simple prayer and put 10,000 devils to flight. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. If we can get two or three tonight, amen, to say, I want revival. I believe. We can get our fight back. Amen. Oh, come on. Give the Lord some glory. Well, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down. When we read that, we think about something grabbing something out of the air, pulling them down. But in the Greek, that's not what it means. It means for the demolition of strongholds. Woo! I heard a guy say they were doing mining work in the mountain. They got to this certain place. They had to get through this rock. They thought they could drill through it. They couldn't drill through it. They thought they could maybe cavitate around it. Amen. Couldn't do it. Finally, they brought the engineers, the explosive engineers in. He said, there's only one way that we're going to get through here. We're going to have to blow a hole through it. Woo! Amen. And if I ever could tell the church, amen, of the Lord tonight, there's the only way we're going to have revival. The only way we're going to have it like the old days. We're going to have a demo. We're going to have some dynamite. Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. He said he give us power. You know what that word power is in the Greek? It is called dynamo. That's where we get the word dynamite. He said he give us dynamite. Amen. To blow through the mountain where we could have a move of God. Somebody needs to look in your purse and pull out your dynamite and say, I'm going to have revival. Amen. Tonight. Oh, I feel like I'm losing somebody here. Put that behind. Oh, hold on. Keep that faith building. Leviticus, God told the man of God, you shall chase your enemies. I had a cousin named Kurt. He thought he was bad. He wear them muscle shirts. He kind of pumped up, you know. I was a little smaller than him. He just thought he was just bad. He thought he was it. And he'd come around me and push me. You know, he'd come around and push me. Come around me and push me. You know, I was just about had enough. And one day my dad come by me and said, "Why do you let him push you like that?" That's all I had to have. As long as I knew my father was on my side. He come back by me again and nudged me. I grabbed him under the neck, about right there, and I pushed him against the wall. And I said, "You're not going to push on me no more." He said, "Okay, I won't." Wow! Long as you know that your father said it's okay. And I want to tell somebody, your heavenly father knows where you are. He knows the battles you're dealing with. And I believe it'd be perfectly okay if we pulled out some dynamite tonight and let the devil know we're going to have a breakthrough. We're going to have a dynamite. We're going to have a blowing of the hell's kingdom. We're going to have a move of God. We're going to have the Holy Ghost. Come down and help us in this service. Come on, give him some praise one more time. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Why don't you stand with me all over the building? Lift your hands unto heaven. Ho, 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 ho.